and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today I'll be reading Gambling Hans. Once upon a time, there was a man who did nothing but gamble, so people called him Gambling Hans. Since he gambled all the time, he eventually lost his house and everything else he owned. Now, on the day before his creditors were to take possession of his house, the Lord and Saint Peter appeared and requested a night's lodging. So Gambling Hans said, "As far as I'm concerned, you can spend the night, but I can't give you a bed or anything to eat." The Lord said that he had only to provide lodgings, and that they would buy themselves something to eat. All that was acceptable to Gambling Hans, whereupon Saint Peter gave him 3 groschen and told him to go to the baker and fetch some bread. So Gambling Hans departed, but as he passed the house where the other gamblers lived, the same men who had won everything from him, they called out to him, "Hans, come on in." "Not on your life," he said. "You just want to win the 3 groschen from me too." However, the others did not let up, and they got him to come in and gamble away the 3 groschen. In the meantime, Saint Peter and the Lord were waiting, and when Hans did not come back after a while, they went out to see what was keeping him. When he saw them coming, he pretended to have dropped the money in a puddle of water and crawled around as if he were looking for it. But the Lord knew quite well that he had gambled the money away. Now Saint Peter gave him another 3 groschen, and this time he did not let himself be tempted and brought back the bread. After that, the Lord asked him whether he had any wine, and he replied, "I'm sorry, sir, the barrels in the cellar are all empty." Then the Lord told him to go down into the cellar. "The best wine is still down there." At first, Gambling Hans did not want to believe him, but finally he said, "I'll go down, but I know there isn't any." Yet when he tapped the barrel, the very best wine came out, and he brought them the wine. The two spent the night there, and early the next morning the Lord told Gambling Hans he would grant him 3 favors, thinking that he would want to go to heaven. But Gambling Hans asked for a deck of cards that would enable him to always win, dice that would enable him to always win, and a tree that not only had all sorts of fruits, but if anyone ever climbed the tree, he would not be able to get down unless Hans gave the order. The Lord granted him everything he wanted and went on his way with Saint Peter. Now Gambling Hans began gambling in earnest, and soon he was on the verge of winning half the world. At this point, Saint Peter said to God, "Lord, this won't do. Soon he'll win the whole world. We must send death after him." So they sent death after him, and when death arrived, Gambling Hans was at the gambling table. "Hans, come outside for a moment," death said. "Just wait a little while until the game is over," Hans responded. "In the meantime, why don't you climb the tree outside and pick a few things for us to nibble on along the way?" Death climbed the tree, but when he wanted to get down, he was unable to, and Gambling Hans let him stay there for 7 years, during which time nobody died. Again, Saint Peter said to God, "Lord, this won't do. No one is dying anymore. We shall have to go ourselves." So they went themselves, and the Lord ordered Gambling Hans to release Death. Hans then went straight up to Death and said, "Get down." And Death seized him and strangled him on the spot. Then they went together to the other world, and Gambling Hans went straight to the gate of heaven, where he knocked. "Who's there?" "Gambling Hans." "Oh, we don't need you here. Go away." Then he went to the gate of purgatory and knocked again. "Who's there?" "Gambling Hans." "Oh, we've got enough misery and trouble here, and we don't want to gamble. Go away." Then he went to the gate of hell, where they let him right in. There was nobody at home except Lucifer and the hunchback devils, for the straight-back devils were taking care of business on earth. So he sat down right away and began gambling again. Now Lucifer had nothing to lose but his hunchback devils, and Gambling Hans won them from him because of his deck of cards that helped him always win. After that, he took off with the hunchback devils, and they went to Hohenfurt together and pulled out some hop poles. Next, they went up to heaven and attacked the heavenly kingdom with the poles. Soon, heaven was about to collapse, and Saint Peter said, "Lord, this won't do. We must let him in, or else he'll overthrow all of heaven." So they let him in, but Gambling Hans instantly began gambling again, and there was such a noise and racket that nobody could hear himself speak. Once again, St. Peter said, "Lord, this won't do. We must throw him out, or else he'll cause all sorts of chaos in heaven." So they seized him and threw him out. His soul was smashed to pieces as a result, and some of the flying fragments worked their way into many gamblers, who are still alive to this very day. The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments or subscribe through iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, would you mind leaving a review or clicking on stars to give this podcast a rating? It helps other people find the podcast, and I'd really appreciate it. Thank you for listening.